News. I'm Chris Foster. House Democrats meet this morning to talk about going after the Trump administration, including possible impeachment.
Texas Democrat Sheila Jackson Lee wants to get the ball rolling on impeachment.
To override lawlessness, you must do your job.
Republican Senator John Barrasso.
Let them, there's going to be no appetite for that in the United States Senate.
Calls for impeachment growing after former White House counsel Don McGahn defied a subpoena to testify before the House Judiciary Committee.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. You can send your name to Mars.
NASA's asking people to email in their names. They'll stencil those names in very tiny letters onto chips, and those chips will be on board the Mars rover to be launched by NASA in 2020. The font is 1,000 times smaller than the width of a human hair. They say they can write more than a million names on a single chip.
That's Fox's Jill Nato. This is Fox News.
Representative Alvin Holmes.
Derek Vaz is Mr. Holmes of Montgomery.
If the people on the WACV morning show were beers...
What's wrong with the beer we got?
Nothing. But if the people on the WACV morning show were beers, what kind of beers would they be? Greg Budell.
Budweiser.
Jay Scott.
What's the name of some of them other beer?
Miller.
Emily Hayes.
Causa.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog.
I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
And Rich Thomas.
About the beer we have, it drank pretty good.
Stand by for a morning show that runs with the precision of a German-made car.
From Germany?
Here comes three men and a lady.
What's wrong with the beer we got?
Why, if we were a beer, we'd be a craft beer, wouldn't we?
You say craft?
Craft, not craft. Good to the last drop. All right, we're down to two men and a lady, Greg, Emily Hayes, and of course, with the forecast, here's Rich.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the river region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
All right, each day is going to get hotter. Let me summarize for you. Sunshine today with a high around 94. Tonight's low 68. Tomorrow's high, around 95-ish. And then Thursday, I think we'll tack on and make it 96. Friday, 97. We're into record territory. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Saturday's high, 98. Sunday, 99 or 100. Monday, 99 or 100. The all-time record in Montgomery is 99. We've never been to 100 since records began in 1872, but we may do it between now and Memorial Day. One of those days, maybe a couple of those days. How about that? And it's still in the upper 90s on Tuesday. Next chance of rain, a small chance, about a week away on Wednesday, the 29th, late. Right now, we have partly cloudy skies, 83% relative humidity, a 3-mile-an-hour breeze with temperature 71 at 8:04.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASE Credit Union. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASE Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
You know something, Bridget?
Yeah.
It's a known fact that whether it's a leaky faucet or a busted toilet or a broken pipe, plumbing picks the worst time.
The worst time, Rich.
To be a problem. I was just saying that to Amy the other day.
Yep.
But it's good to know that Plumbing by LukeWire can help out because they're ready to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to take care of your problem. And they never charge overtime regardless of when you call. Never. You don't have to be me. They'll treat you the same way. It's my go-to. It's a no-brainer now. When I have a plumbing issue, it's going to be Plumbing by LukeWire. And who knows what problems could be lurking that you don't know about. So get the whole house plumbing inspection. That way, when you go on vacation and come back, you'll know that there'll be no surprises as far as the plumbing goes. No busted pipes that ruin your carpet or your drywall. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, call them at Plumbing by LukeWire, 264-9666, or visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab, Alabama. Certification number is 84417.
Okay, we are going to... Well, I turned my mic off because I had to sneeze.
You had to sneeze, and then you had to think about that sneeze afterwards. It seems like you had a moment.
It just came on from nowhere. Anyway, it's 8 minutes after 8 o'clock.
I had to sneeze, and now I'm all going to sound like this for a little bit.
You're not mocking me, I hope.
Oh, absolutely not.
Thank you. I'd appreciate it. I don't mock you when you have to sneeze.
Sure, you don't mock me.
You don't mock me.
It's 8:06. Let's see how the roads are moving.
We are rolling into the 8 o'clock hour, and Montgomery Skywatch is looking around the river region, and things are looking a lot better in traffic. Still a little bit of a slowdown on I-65 as you head into the downtown area, but most of that has cleared up. We don't have any problems on I-85, and the traffic around the boulevard's looking pretty good. It's still pretty congested around the Troy Highway and around I-85, but everybody is behaving themselves and moving along just fine this morning. Let's be careful as you head on into work. Premier Place is the ultimate shopping experience. Shop Goodwill and GNC. Then eat at Poblano's or King Buffet. It's all at Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
All right, if you're driving westbound on Carter Hill Road, please get the hell out of the way of my wife. She's on the way to MBA with Mange Dewini in the car. Love to know what happens, you know?
I hope you get a good report today.
Yeah, keep us posted.
Keep me posted during the day. I know you will.
It's, the part that's comforting is I know he's going to be with the best there is, which is great. Yeah. Kate Armstrong has been a guest on our afternoon show many times.
And we should tell people it's a mobility issue. It's a...
Yeah, left leg is in retracted. It's like a landing gear that won't come down.
Right.
And that's because he's, even though he's 13, he thinks he's 3 months old, and he runs like the Dickens. He can still.
He does.
And we think he did something in the knee. Looks familiar. It runs in the family. I've had knee surgery. He's had two. Briscoe's had a couple.
God, knock on whatever this is.
You know, not changing the subject, but speaking of this thing, a guy I worked with in Mobile, and he's passed away. He passed away a handful of years ago, but there's a Mobile on-air broadcasters group, and they posted a picture of Scott O'Brien with one of these tables. Mm-hmm. I've never seen like these tables or this setup before, ever, and it was almost identical to this. I was like, oh, look, it's Scott. Late 90s. Or early 2000s.
You should have been around when this stuff was brand new in 1980.
Whoa!
You wouldn't have laughed at it then.
I'm not laughing at it. I love it.
Sound like Regis now. I love it. Now, we got the tickets for Biscuit Game.
Yes, mm-hmm. We have tickets for Friday's Friday biscuit. Night. And Friday night's ladies' night. That was my Joey impression.
Oh, is that how he says it?
Ladies.
Ladies.
He's a ladies' man.
Ladies.
And we have
women.
A $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. Mm-hmm. And I think we should play True the Balloon.
Want to?
Well, all right. Just remember, Bridget's the call screener, and she's not the best.
We just need one contestant.
Well.
In fact, I'll tell you what. You get everybody whipped into a frenzy over Seafood Bistro, and I'll watch the phone at 272-9228. Maybe somebody will call, because I'll be answering.
I see.
Well, they better.
I see.
I don't, I'm going to look really stupid.
Which phone number are you going to give them today?
Oh, I thought my house phone would be enough. Get some calls.
I don't have a phone next to me.
Whose number did I... Oh.
Montgomery Eye Physicians. Instead of the request line.
I'm going to start with 272, and I just done their commercial.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 272-9228 is our phone number, so give us a call, and let's play...
Truth or Baloney.
Truth or Baloney.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
I'm standing by now. Emily?
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily. Usually I talk to you at this time with my friend Jay Scott about the glorious wonders found on the menu over at the Seafood Bistro, but today...
He's chilling.
Today I have to do it by myself. And maybe after Jay gets his AC installed at his house, he will treat himself to the Seafood Bistro, because I know he's a big fan, as am I, of what's on the special board right now, which is the fish tacos or the shrimp tacos. I'm a huge fan of the shrimp ones, though, to be honest with you. Blackened. It's seasoned so, so well.
How? Yeah.
And they've got this special, their family recipe for slaw on there. Mm-hmm. So it's the tastiest dang old fish or shrimp taco in town. Plus, you can start off with fried green tomatoes. And it's all with the Seafood Bistro spin on it.
I hate that I wasn't there that day.
We did invite you.
Because I know. Because the fried green tomatoes, I understand, are amazing.
You know what? I can talk to Jay and see if we can have a friendship lunch arranged where you can join us as well.
Okay.
But anywho, that's on the specials board at the Seafood Bistro. If you want to get a look at the menu, check out theseafoodbistro.com. They open up at 11, so go there in person to 1651 Perry Hill Road, where they are starting their second year in that location. They just had their one-year anniversary, so now begins year two. Follow them on Facebook to stay up to date with everything they're doing, and make sure you check out the Seafood Bistro. Who's on the phone? Who's on the phone, Greg?
I'm going to tell you in a second.
You forgot, didn't you?
I know. I couldn't hear him.
Do you want me to do it? You want me to talk to him, people?
No, we already got him on hold. We're just going to play.
Truth or baloney?
Hi, can you give me your name again, please?
Walt, as in Disney.
Oh.
What's the first letter of your last name, Walt?
And it's spelled W-A-L-T.
Oh,
instead of W-A-L-D.
D, right. I get you.
Right.
Your day yesterday.
What's the first letter of your last name?
H. Like in a hotel.
I gotcha.
All right.
Thanks,
we got
Walt.
It.
Now, our topic are
Walt.
Jobs that famous
Disney.
People... What?
I was making a Walt Disney joke, but said his knee instead, since his name starts with H. It wasn't that funny. We shouldn't have spent time on it.
Okay.
Our topic today, jobs that famous people may or may not have actually had.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to read you a statement about a famous person and the job we...
They might have had.
And you got to tell us whether they did or didn't. Get 2 out of 3 correct or get them all wrong to win. And you can use Emily and Rich Thomas as your lifeline.
I'm not smart. Just throwing that out there.
Okay.
All right. Your first statement. Ozzy Osbourne worked at Burger King. Truth or baloney?
Oh, my God. That's a whopper.
Duh. That's how come you never go duh?
Because he's not buh. You're buh.
Duh.
What do you think?
We'll say true.
No, losing, guys. Sorry.
Where did you work?
All right.
The first, you got more. The first Burger King in England didn't open until 1977, and he had already been singing for Black Sabbath. It's not like, hey, man, our album's number one. Now I can go work at Burger King.
Uh-huh.
His first job actually was as a plumber's assistant. I would love to.
Is that right?
Yeah. Oh, and he also worked at a slaughterhouse, which might explain his ambivalence towards biting the heads off things.
Mm.
All right, statement two. Eva Longoria, the woman, not Evan Longoria, the baseball player.
Yeah.
Eva Longoria worked at Wendy's. Truth or baloney?
Let's say true on that one.
Winning. She did. She worked at Wendy's in Corpus Christi, Texas from 1991 to 1994.
Hmm.
And she went back and worked the drive-thru in 2008 to raise money for charity.
That's awesome.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
All right, I'll give you a choice between Gwen Stefani and Bill Gates. Because you got to get this one right.
Let's try Bill Gates.
All right.
Okay. Bill Gates worked at Arby's. Bill Gates worked at Arby's. Truth or baloney? We need the right answer.
I'll say baloney.
Winning. You did it.
Congratulations.
Did Bill Gates ever work at a fast food owner?
Let's see.
Did it say, what does it say about Bill Gates?
Bill Gates got his first job in high school as a computer programmer.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah. But Jeff Bezos of Amazon, just like the one and only Rich Thomas, flipped burgers at a McDonald's in Miami.
Oh, my gosh.
When he was 16.
Yes, sir.
It's totally possible. I went to his McDonald's.
Yeah. I worked at McDonald's unit number 545 in Lorain, Ohio.
I don't recall seeing anybody at McDonald's as
creepy
as Jeff Bezos, but hey, he's got $110 billion. What do I have to show?
All right, Walt, hang on the line, and I'll get your info.
Yes, you want a Seafood Bistro gift card and biscuit tickets. Hold on.
Stand by.
How about that?
How about that?
He done himself good. These people to get nervous and so forth when they're playing a contest for the first time. Don't be nervous. Don't be rocky. You're our guest, Teenage Disc Jockey. Did you guys do that in Cleveland?
No, but I've heard that very often on other radio stations.
That was a WLS bit in the, I believe, the late 60s. And
I've heard it. Yeah.
The guy that did that on the radio, his name was Chuck Buell. He was your guest disc jockey mentor.
Uh-huh.
He was later my agent.
Really?
That was kind of cool. You know, it was weird having been, you know.
A guy you listen to, and now he's your agent.
He's working for me. Yeah, working really as part of my team.
Yeah. I like that.
It is 8:16 on News Talk 93.1 FM. How great to see such wonderful people, a great local business like Lewis Lawn, continue to grow, adding showroom space because now they're carrying the lines of tractor mowers. These are not the zero turns. They're the ones, you know, they look like tractors, but they're a heck of a lot more elegant. Yes, they can take the rough and tumble work that they're built to do, but I sat in one in the new showroom that they just opened up, and it's actually quite a comfortable experience. It isn't like you're sitting on a metal plate like in the old grandpa.
Yeah, God, I remember those.
Yeah, those. That's not what they have at Lewis Lawn. This is the real deal. Along with all the other great brand names they carry, and now they've got two showrooms to put everything in, including their big zero turns, X Marks, Toros, and the whole Shindawa product line, all the steel products, and great people to help you navigate the abundance of choices you're going to have there. Anything you buy at Lewis Lawn can be brought back to Lewis Lawn for service or warranty work if needed. So you're not on your own. Partner up with them. And, you know, let me just, I like to say this every once in a while. Sometimes people go out and they buy something, an edger, trimmer, pressure washer, whatever. It's always a good idea to have them demonstrate how to use the product properly. Because I was one of those guys, I bought an edger. And now I can figure this out.
I'm a man.
That's right.
What did W.C. Fields say? Why, even a five-year-old child could figure this out. Where are we going to find a five-year-old child?
Yeah, well, the five-year-old child, so I put the little disc on the bottom of the edger and turned it on, and the disc came flying out the first time, right? Didn't secure it properly. And then the second time, I didn't thread that plastic tape properly, so I had little pieces of green. So you know what,
man.
I did? I took it back to Lewis Lawn and said, will you show me how to use this? I had to buy another disc, too.
Oh,
I ruined the first one. Don't do that. Take the extra minute. Get the best products. Get the backup service department of Lewis Lawn. Great people to work with. Open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Lewis Lawn can be reached at 244-9191. Your local news at 8:19.
News Network, I'm Andrew James. Lottery legislation has stalled in the House of Representatives after supporters did not have enough votes to get the bill up for debate. This would be a state lottery played with paper tickets. 75% of proceeds would go to the general fund and 25% would go to the education budget. The city of Montgomery is seeing a tourism boost. City leaders say there is record growth in the city's hotel occupancy numbers. Room demand is up over 23,000 rooms sold from January to April. Much of this growth is credited to the Equal Justice Initiative. And the Central Alabama Community Foundation awarded $123,000 to local groups. Some of the groups receiving money include the Montgomery Area Food Bank, the Family Sunshine Center, and Child Protect. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
27 years ago, Steve Worth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Worth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Worth Cleaners who they are today. Along with Worth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Worth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Worth Cleaners. Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hintz Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Time for traffic.
traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort. Montgomery Skywatch with some good news for your travels this morning. It looks like our traffic has returned to a normal traffic flow around the boulevard. It's just stop and go at the traffic lights. We don't have any major issues. If you're on the interstates, most of our jam-ups have cleared themselves up, and it's a smooth ride into town on both I-65 and I-85. And we don't have a bit of problems on the 31s. If you're headed in that way, just be careful and watch the traffic around you this morning. 59 more vehicles just arrived at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. They are overstocked, so these cars, trucks, SUVs, and sports cars have to go. You are going to save money at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Expect increased traffic this holiday weekend, and understand it may take you longer to reach your destination. It's more important to arrive safely than to arrive on time. The Vance Law Firm wants you to stay safe.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Every guy with a man bun is blowing clouds of nicotine. Like James Dean, but you're not really a rebel if it tastes like peaches and cream. Smoke made of water, electronic high. Smoke made of water.
It is time.
Time for
stupid
news.
News.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go.
Well, you probably find that most of the news you hear these days is stupid in one form or another, right?
Uh-huh. So, yeah.
Not unusual.
A lot of it.
Airline travel, this is surprising to me in a way. Summer 2019 will break airline travel records.
You've got to watch this Netflix thing about City in the Sky.
Yeah.
Go to Netflix and look for City in the Sky.
Is it about the Jetsons?
It's all about airline travel and what's going on behind the scenes, including air traffic controllers and other stuff. Oh, it is just captivating. You got to see it.
Oh, man. Yeah. That does sound good.
City in the Sky.
Crowded City in the Sky. This is a 3.4% increase over last summer. That's about 2.8 million people a day. So if you merely booked a ticket to fly somewhere and you're hoping that middle seat will be open, don't. That used to be the best thing. You could fly even float.
I know.
The middle seat would almost always have, or the plane would have a few aisles with middle seats. Anyway, those days seem to be in the past. The trade group for airlines and Airlines for America says that airlines are adding 110,000 seats a day, and they were expecting 93. So I guess this is what happens if people have money to travel.
How many people do you think are in the air at any given time? The average the average number of passengers in the air around the world at any given time?
2.78 million.
I'm going to guess 100,000?
A million. A million people are on average in the air. 100,000 flights a day.
Oh, I know where I got the figure 100,000.
Mm-hmm.
From the 747 documentary on Smithsonian.
Yeah.
It said that at one point, at the peak of its use, there were 100,000 people airborne on a 747.
At one moment.
Yeah, at any given moment all over the world. Yeah. Worst times to travel this Memorial weekend. Duh, this is going to be hard to figure out. Drivers will hit the most traffic tomorrow. And
really?
Then Friday, late in the afternoon, is those who don't get a Friday off. That's going to be a fun day to be a talk show host Friday.
Oh, man.
Because for all practical purposes, Memorial Weekend has started.
So if you think you're getting ahead of the crowd tomorrow, The crowd is thinking the same way you are, huh?
Yeah, that's the way it is. And the places with the worst predicted traffic right now are Boston and Washington, D.C.
And Owasa?
I have to travel Friday afternoon. Mm-hmm. We have custody of Grandma this weekend. Mm-hmm. So I have to go pick her up and bring her back to Millbrook.
Now, is that a mobile trip or is that a Coleman trip?
No, it's a Royal Alabama, where the farm is, trip.
Royal?
Mm-hmm. Or if you're
Which
from
is
there.
A suburb of what?
Rural is a suburb. It's closest to Bluntsville and Oneonta. So I have to actually I think my uncle's gonna meet me in Birmingham. So
there's a city I recognize.
Yeah. So scoop Grandma up. If you see me around town this weekend with a fragile little lady, that's for Grandma.
When you were kids, did you wear helmets?
Never.
For what?
For bike riding. You kidding?
No. I tell you, wish they had a helmet. When my brother cut the brakes on my sister's scooter and she was going down the hill and she couldn't brake. No. Took out a mailbox.
There was not even talk of helmets back then.
No. The whole idea was to learn balance and not, you know, be dumb enough to run into a car.
Right.
Or whatever. I mean, I understand why take the risk if there is something to be worn. But kids today, you know, I don't want to wear a helmet. You can't see my cool hair.
Right.
My cool hair.
Researchers from Michigan Medicine at the University of Michigan consulted a national poll that revealed nearly 20% of parents don't require kids to wear helmets while riding bikes.
Mm-mm. Nope.
Helmets are vital to preventing head injuries in case a child falls or gets struck by a car.
That's true.
Well, I've been hit 3 times. No brain damage to me, kiddo. None. Whatsoever.
Take it from Uncle Greg.
That's
don't
right.
wear your helmets, kids.
You too can be hit by a bus. And
the only time, with all the crazy things I have done, the crazy whacked out accidents, not just those 3 things, mm-hmm. but the others, was when I was at Brookfield Zoo. I was about 5 years old, and I climbed up on a fence looking at the chimney pansies or something, and I lost my grip and fell back.
Just like that.
Just like that. I hit the
Just
grip.
Like that.
We've been hit by lightning.
Lord.
My head hit the... I was a little dizzy for a second. But I don't think it affected my ability. Who am I? We've all been frustrated when trying to get good service at a food place.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
But, Rich, you'll be embarrassed to know that in Cleveland Heights, Ohio... Police there responded to a call the other night, an angry customer who came to the restaurant after his pizza, which he ordered online, arrived without his requested topping.
Oh, no. What did he do?
The man then said he wanted to come around the corner and kill the manager, but added that he didn't want to be charged with a robbery. The man later went outside, removed something from his car before coming back to stand in the doorway of the Pizza Hut in Cleveland Heights. After 10 seconds, he departed, but flashed a black handgun in the air. The police were able to track the suspect using the address he listed on his online.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. By the way, I live at this.
Yeah.
Itch it.
He was arrested on charges of aggravated menacing.
Is this not in our morning maroon?
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised that one slipped out.
Well, we have plenty, actually.
Oh, that's sad.
I'm shocked. I'm actually shocked there's a Pizza Hut in Cleveland Heights. It's a...
In Animal Story News.
Okay.
A family of 16 ducks
mm-hmm.
has chosen a Nissan car dealership in Orlando for their home.
Huh? Yes.
And workers at the car dealership are allowing them to walk freely in the showroom to receive food.
Quack, quack.
The mother... How can I leave that out? What is wrong with me? Why am I not in my...
Quack, quack.
Does this remind you of the Peabody in Memphis, right?
Oh, yeah, that's the one with the birds, right?
Yeah, with the ducks or something? Yeah.
Geese, all over the place.
Yeah.
Sutherland Nissan had built a pond next to the showroom to feed and take care of the ducks, who become their mascots now. The dealership says the ducks are a staple at their location, with customers often able to spot them while shopping for automobiles. A spokesman for the ducks said, "We like it here, but you'll get a better deal at Jack Ingram in Montgomery."
Whack, whack.
Quack, quack. Yeah. Care to guess what the fine might be in a book that's returned 82 years too late?
Oh. $12.
An Irish library surprised after a rare book returned 80 years after its due date. I just couldn't get around to getting it.
Yeah, it just every day I said, today's the day.
The Donegal County Library confirmed. Did you ever see Aerial Libraries of Ireland?
No, I did not.
It's an amazing show. The library shared photos of the book and its library stamp on Twitter. It was checked out July 23rd, 1937. Relatives of the person who borrowed the book found it while cleaning out their home. Irish public libraries ended overdue book fines in January. However, had the fine stuck, I'll give you guys a chance to guess the total.
In pounds? I don't know.
What? No, in dollars.
Okay.
Since 1937, what do you think the fine was?
$1,317.
I'll say, I don't know, $4,000.
And the winner in our contest is Emily.
Of course.
You came really close. The White Owl, by the way, was the name of the book, not the cigar, the book. $1,428.
Ooh, I was super close.
Wow.
Oh, man. Oh, I think I would have won both showcases on Price is Right.
Well,
if that had been the case. Side note, 1937, a lot of stuff happening around then and afterwards that would make you forget about renting or taking a book from the library and returning it. So
it was a busy time.
It was a busy time.
A lot going on in the world.
Yep.
Now,
yep.
Summertime, trips to the beach, to the ocean, and, of course, shark sightings. A great white. Is that a racist shark? Spotted in light. Well, everything, you know.
It's a rock and roll group.
They may be so color sensitive, Emily.
What?
In Long Island Sound, they say for the first time ever, I say maybe you just never noticed it before. But
right.
Here's a song for the occasion.
New York shark, oh, I'm swimming here. Out of my way, freaking tourist, watch where you're going, get off your phone already. I hate this song, I'm gonna eat this freaking guy that wrote this song. Hey, just so I can get some freaking peace and quiet over here. Oh, forget about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
A great white with a New York accent.
Yeah.
And we mentioned earlier about the idea of canine cinema. Maybe it'll come to Montgomery. They're starting it in Texas. If you can bring dogs to the ballpark, to work.
Well, why not?
Why not to the movies?
Behave, dogs.
We do have Morning Maroon nominees. They will be coming up shortly. If you have considered the possibility of LASIK as a vision solution for yourself.
Call 272-9228.
No. That's not the right number for Montgomery Eye. It's not the, right number.
I am being teased by Miss Hayes.
I know.
Because I had just talked about Montgomery Eye yesterday, and then we went into contest mode, and I gave out their number to call and win a prize, for which I am deeply sorry and greatly embarrassed. 272-2020 is the number to call. To make a no-charge appointment, just to get tested to see if you are eligible for LASIK as a vision solution. I have to carry around with me. I've got them in the console of my car. I've got a bag in the bag. And I've got a box on my nightstand of glass cleaners to get the schmutz off.
I thought you meant actual glasses, because I do. I have them stashed everywhere in my world.
Yeah, I mean, you know, because they get schmutz so easily.
Yeah.
But before I needed reading glasses, I don't ever recall having to wash my eyeballs because I couldn't see of schmutz. Wouldn't it be great to be able to go back to that, to be able to open your eyes and have everything come into crystal clear focus? Joey was telling me that for him, he had LASIK in the trees across on the other side of 85 to see the individual leaves and the detail in that, you know, just from the LASIK was incredible.
Isn't that cool?
People, this is state-of-the-art technology. Two of the most experienced board-certified corneal specialists in the world, and a great staff and a team that began in 1945, so they really have their customer service together. Try Montgomery Eye Physicians and Montgomery Eye LASIK, 272-2020, right across from Chappie's on Vaughan Road. If you'd like to do some online work, go to online MEP.
Pratville.com.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Montgomery Skywatch with a final look at our traffic for this Wednesday morning. Things look fabulous on the roadways. We don't have any hang-ups for you on the interstates, on the boulevard, or on the 31s. Just be careful as you're headed into work this morning. We have a reminder for you about the construction on I-65 around Fairview Avenue and the interchange. There may be some lane closures today as the DOT does some work on the highway in that vicinity, so watch out if you have to pass through there. Be careful. Get into work safely, and we will check in with you this afternoon. Haynes Ambulance Service is there when you need them, both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance Service, serving you and those you love in Central Alabama. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
There's no way to sugarcoat this forecast because it's a very, very hot one, and we could be breaking records not only here but around the southeastern U.S. Something like over 5 dozen records may fall over the next 5 or 6 days. For us, sunshine hot today, high 94. Yeah, that is the hottest of the year so far. We had 91 yesterday. Tonight's low 68. I think the record high of 97 for today is safe, but after today, all bets are off on the records. Tomorrow's high 95, Thursday's high 96. About 97 Friday, and these are my numbers, and they're conservative. Saturday, I've got us at 98. Some of the models are higher. Sunday and Monday, I have us at 99, but we could easily get to triple digits either one of those days. And by the way, we've never been to 100 in Montgomery since records began in 1872 in the month of May. And records could fall for several days in a row, Thursday through Monday. Right now, this morning, with partly cloudy skies, we'll call it, 83% relative humidity, feeling more and more like summer. It's 71 now, 838.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASC Credit Union. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASC Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
It is 8:38. We'll be back with today's Morning Maroon nominees and the Baumhauer's winning word in just a moment.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The city of Montgomery is seeing a tourism boost. City leaders say there is record growth in the city's hotel occupancy numbers. Room demand is up over 23,000 rooms sold from January to April. Much of this growth is credited to the Equal Justice Initiative. Lottery legislation has stalled in the House of Representatives after supporters did not have enough votes to get the bill up for debate. This would be a state lottery played with paper tickets. 75% of proceeds would go to the general fund and 25% would go to the education budget. And the Central Alabama Community Foundation awarded $123,000 to local groups. Some of these groups receiving money include the Montgomery Area Food Bank, the Family Sunshine Center, and Child Protect. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Would you like to get behind the wheel of some serious horsepower? Then kick off your summer at Wind Creek Wetumpka by playing Mustangs in May. Because we're giving away not one, but two 2019 Ford Mustangs. You can start earning chances to win now. Then on Saturday, May 4th, and again on Saturday, May 25th, you could be the lucky player who drives home in a prize pony. So come in and play Mustangs in May, only at Wind Creek Wetumpka.
Yes! Yes, we do buy
diamonds, gemstones, gold and platinum.
Yes, we do buy
or trade.
Yes, we do buy
diamonds, coins, gold and silver.
Marguerite's exquisite jewelry.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry is open 7 days a week at the Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughn Road.
Paid for by Metals for District 74, P.O. Box 23158, Montgomery, Alabama.
There's a very important special election coming up on June 11th for State House. Do you know anything about the candidates?
I know there is only one choice for us. Republican Charlotte Meadows.
Charlotte Meadows, the Republican activist?
Same one. She is the only candidate with a proven record of serving with the Republican Party at the state and local level.
What else can you tell me about Charlotte Meadows?
Charlotte is a proven conservative who has fought for much-needed educational reforms here in Montgomery. She supports our teachers and wants to make sure tax dollars actually get to our children's classroom.
We need conservative education reforms. Charlotte Meadows sounds perfect to represent us. Anything else I should know?
She will fight for the unborn, and she will reduce crime here in Montgomery. We need to stand with Charlotte because she stands with us.
I'm sold. I'm voting for Republican Charlotte Meadows.
Tell your friends. Everyone needs to vote Charlotte Meadows for State House on June 11th.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
I'm Brett Lanham from Benjamin Moore New Look, and we couldn't have imagined how easy, affordable, and flexible advertising on the radio could be. It has been near effortless on our part. You could say our last 2 years have been the best in 10 because of a skyrocketing GDP. I say it's owed to Blue Water Broadcasting and their advertising staff.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Your Game of Thrones watch has ended. It's time to get ready for the epic spin-offs, like Arya the Pirate.
A girl has no parrot.
Or The Queen of Kings, starring Sansa Stark and Kevin James.
Sansa, you shrunk my favorite blue shirt in the wash!
When all you do is have your fill of wine and meat all day, perhaps it's not your clothing that is shrinking.
Or the new buddy cop drama, Beyond the Wall, starring Jon Snow and Tormund.
Tormund!
I'm hit.
No, I'm not going to let you die in the street like this. Especially since you're only 1 week away from retirement.
Don't worry about me, Jon Snow. Tell the big woman I did it all for her.
No!
Game of Thrones spinoffs, coming soon.
Time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
roast. Roast is the word. And again, if you've never tried it, I'm sure your mom has made it for you, maybe your grandma. But the pot roast at Baumhauer's, whether you have it in a dinner bowl with garlic mashed potatoes and green beans, mushroom gravy, that's one way to do it, or the pot roast Philly cheesesteak. The pot roast is fork tender, meaning you just touch it and it just falls apart.
It's amazing, and I can't do it without mashed potatoes.
Yeah, especially their garlic mash. That is it's an amazing combination. And maybe you'll want to try that tonight when we gather at Baumhauer's after the show. But that is the word. Sometime between 3 and 6, and usually a little bit earlier than later on Wednesday, we'll ask you to be caller 9 at 272-9228 with the word roast. And if you are, you win lunch for two at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. All right, coming up in a few minutes, we're going to talk about dirty things.
Ooh.
Not that kind of
no.
dirty. Pardon me, Virgin Mary, but that's not what I meant. I meant things that attract dirt.
This I
is
see.
Science.
Filth.
Filth.
Stop it now. Hey, I don't mind this chair because I can recline and pull the mic all the way over here.
You're in the chair.
I'm comfortable.
Yeah. Would you like an ottoman or another chair to prop your feet up?
I wouldn't mind a cocktail.
That's the only thing missing from that scene.
Pretty much.
I think the bar opens it when News and View starts at 9.
Oh, yeah. I'll have to wait, I reckon.
All right, let's bring in former Secretary of State Jean Cadet.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid, it's true. People exercise that right each and every day. We present for your consideration today's Morning Brewing nominees. Good. Now you find out why I put that one story in the stupid news for the day.
All right.
Nominee number one is a corporate nominee. Coca-Cola is bringing back New Coke.
What? But why?
That is the question.
Don't do it.
Why?
Mm-hmm.
Why? You're kidding me.
No, they're, they actually put this out as a completely new version of a product that had been pretty popular for almost a century.
Mm-hmm.
That was in 1985. They called it New Coke because everybody excited, everybody hated it. And they went back to the old formula within months, although it takes time to retool all of the machinery and plant operations to put the old formula back in where the new one's been. They kept what the excess was around for, about a year or two. They called it Coke 2.
Really?
Yeah, when they went back. First, they brought back the old Coke, and they literally had to rush that into production because of the blowback. And they called it Coke Classic. Then after a while, once they got rid of all the new Coke,
it was just Coke.
Went back to being Coke. So that's the story, and that's like 30 years ago. They're bringing this back as part of a marketing stunt for the next season of Stranger Things.
Oh! They did a commercial intro using like the old Coke, the new Coke or whatever. I don't know.
Oh, it comes out in July. Things. It's set in 1985.
Uh-huh.
So they say they had to dig deep into their vault to find the can design and recipe.
Yeah, I saw it yesterday. It was pretty clever.
Have you seen Stranger Things yet?
I watched the first season. It films in where my mom lives, in the city where my mom lives.
You haven't watched the second season yet?
Mm-mm.
Interesting.
A spokesperson for Coca-Cola said, maybe a while ago we wouldn't have done this, but we're changing and trying to innovate in ways that are beyond traditional new products. This is a cultural innovation. For those who are around, it's just a reminder of how stupid you were. I don't know.
Yeah.
I
was born in the year 1985, so.
Well, I'm glad you weren't traumatized by this then.
By the new
Rich
Coke?
And I lived through this.
Golly. Yeah.
We have the scars.
And then there was that conspiracy theory that it wasn't a stupid mistake, that it was a brilliant move because they were losing market. They were losing the market to
that's how you
Pepsi.
Spin.
Yeah. And then they thought they could get it back, but they created a need for it.
Uh-huh.
And they actually far exceeded. In other words, they won eventually. And so was it a brilliant marketing devious scam?
No.
All right, here's nominee number two.
Okay.
This took place overseas, so we have to make an allowance for some people overseas don't have quite the modern convenience as we do.
Gotcha.
But a lady in Ahmedabad, India, her neighbor's car, the AC wouldn't work, so she covered it in cow poop.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah. Well, cows are sacred and all that.
They are.
There's a lot of cow poop in India.
So is their poop sacred, too?
So she thought it would be a good idea to cool down the car by covering it in cow poop.
Okay.
I wonder what that vehicle smells like on the street on a hot day.
After a little bit of heat, let me see.
Oh, horrible.
She was not charged with a crime, but she was made to wash off. And then finally, one of the first rules of stealing a car, and we talked about this when that station vehicle got ripped off, it couldn't have been more obvious.
Yeah.
Going down the street.
Right.
You know, but the officer that came to take the report didn't understand. Radio station van. So, but one of the rules of stealing a vehicle is try to find something that isn't going to stick out like a sore thumb in traffic if you want to get away. So our third nominee is a guy in Liverpool, England. You see Ariel, Northern Britain?
I did.
The Liverpudlians and all the monuments they have to the Beatles there?
I did.
He thought, coming out of a pub at 1:30 in the morning and a little hammered, that it would take less time to go home instead of walking if he just stole a double-decker bus. Then
there's the winner right there.
He parked it at a gas station. It took police all of 5 minutes to find it. He was arrested on drunk driving, vehicle theft, and a number of...
Steal a bus.
A double-decker bus. Double the fun. So who's the dumbest of them?
That guy.
All right, we'll give it to him.
What an
asshole. What an ultra maroon.
Hey, you know, the weekend is just 48 hours off, but yep. You know what? That's enough time to get to Adams Motorsports, see Terry Adams and his team. You know who Terry is. Around here, we call him the much beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime. Every year, Adams Motorsports gets a limited number of Kawasaki jet skis. Kawasaki was the company that invented the jet ski. They are the original. And every year, the allotment at Adams Motorsports is based on the previous year's sales. So they get, a few more every year. But it's still a finite number. Once they're gone, they're gone. And this is one of the biggest sales period time for those. Even better news is that Kawasaki will finance your purchase at the lowest available rate. In fact, that's the case with Polaris. They've got their spring event going on. Interest rates as low as 3.99%. So, and you don't have to have perfect credit. They don't use a bank standard. So the manufacturers want you to be in their product and enjoying it. And Adams Motorsports can have you hooked up and on the water. It is the best way, in my opinion, more than a boat, to enjoy the water because it's you and nature as one. And it's fun. A little speed over the water, that is cool. So stop by and see Terry and his team at 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Ackle. Open 24/7. Get a credit app started now at adamsmotorsports.com. Our final look at the roads.
Montgomery Skywatch with a final look at our traffic for this Wednesday morning. Things look fabulous on the roadways. We don't have any hang-ups for you on the interstates, on the boulevard, or on the 31s. Just be careful as you're headed into work this morning. We have a reminder for you about the construction on I-65 around Fairview Avenue and the interchange. There may be some lane closures today as the DOT does some work on the highway in that vicinity, so watch out if you have to pass through there. Be careful. Get into work safely, and we will check in with you this afternoon. Haynes Ambulance Service is there when you need them, both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance Service, serving you and those you love in Central Alabama. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Memorial Day weekend is the most dangerous holiday for road and highway accidents. There will be aggressive drivers eager to get away for the weekend. So plan ahead, take your time, and stay safe. A message from the Vance Law Firm.
When I needed to hire, I had to post my jobs to lots of job boards in hopes of getting a few great candidates. I'd get a bunch of applicants, but most weren't right for my job. It was like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Then I went to ZipRecruiter.com/work and tried ZipRecruiter for free. Hiring is so much easier now. I post my jobs, and with one click, ZipRecruiter's smart matching technology sends them to over 100 top job boards and finds the right candidates for me, fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds what I'm looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Have you ever considered real estate as a career? Have you wondered about being in business for yourself and buying homes as an investment? My new pre-licensed class will be starting in June. Now is the time to act. We cover property law, appraisal, management, sales contract, negotiation in detail, using a format of recent examples of transactions and lively interaction. Financing is very important in transactions. FHA, VA, and conventional mortgage guidelines are discussed in detail with sample transactions to learn at your own pace. Real estate careers can be varied between residential sales, commercial property, land sales, property management, or new home sales. Online courses are also available. If you want to know more about real estate or go into the real estate business, go to the source, Bo Goodson Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me direct, bogoodson@charter.net.
Hey, kids!
Hi!
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bells Cleaning Service, 546-0715.
Call Callan. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring their own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bells Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Listen to this if you're retired. Join the Financial Life Plan experts on May 28th at the Capital City Club. Call 649-4911 to register. 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
Oh, hey, honey.
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing and she loves it. With five kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available, it's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Move over, Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition. Now there's the 2020 Candidate Swimsuit Issue, featuring Bernie Sanders in a bikini.
I believe people are aroused.
Joe Biden showing off in a day-glow green mankini like Borat.
I mean, it's almost mind-boggling.
Pete Buttigieg traipsing around in a one-piece.
This was not exactly what I had in mind either.
And Donald Trump wearing nothing but a MAGA hat.
And the poll just came out.
It's the 2020 Candidate Swimsuit Issue.
I'm not proud of it.
Now available in your local drugstore next to the nausea and upset stomach meds.
That's what you call equal opportunity humor there, friends. I got breaking news.
Ooh. Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
I just received a report from Mrs. Ritterbottle. Mange DeWeeny! It's going to be fine.
You got a good report from the vet.
I've seen this before where one of his rear legs is pulled up because he can't put weight on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always required a knee repair because of a torn ligament. And dogs that are active, that happens. It's amazing. Sometimes it's slippery floors. It can happen any number of ways.
Yeah.
But Dr. Armstrong, Kate Armstrong, has examined him and done x-rays, and it's just a muscle pull.
This is great news.
This is really good news.
I'm sorry. I was really not down with the idea. He's 13.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's still my baby boy.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to put him through another surgery.
That's tough. I mean, those are tough calls to make.
Yeah.
Very.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well,
what if I came up here with a pulled muscle? Would you guys put me away?
Put you away?
put you down?
Or put you away?
No. Yeah, we got to put...
Isn't it great that I still have total brain function at my age? And I can still be here and make breakfast. You guys, I'll tell you what, I love you both, and you were awesome today. Because I was really
we'll be back tomorrow.
But here at the end of the show, we have a happy ending. Why, I'm like, I should change my last name to Aesop. Were most of his stories happy endings?
His fables, yeah.
All right.